The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Peak 65 is here, with record numbers of baby boomers turning 65 in 2024. So that means millions of Americans are going to be facing decisions about Medicare, when to retire, and when to start Social Security. Thank you for joining us today on Wealth Creator Radio. That's what we're going to talk about today. So happy to have you along. Here's that phone number, 800-454-1184. Use that number. Call for a complimentary appointment. Get on Eric's calendar. Also, text the word toolbox to that number, 800-454-1184, and you can get Eric's book, Blueprint to Worryless Wealth, and other educational materials that apply to retirement. Just text that word toolbox to 800-454-1184. And remember, you can always head to wealthcreatorradio.com for lots of other good information. And Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. Yeah, there's... we've heard about The Age Wave was a book that was written a long time ago, and the baby boom, and that wave is now cresting into retirement and age 65, which, may not necessarily mean everybody's retiring, but, a lot of people might be doing it. So, it's definitely going to change things.
Yeah. They say an average of 11,000 Americans a day are turning 65 until December. That's me, Eric. I turned 65 in July. Not that I'm bragging about it. Not that excited about being that old, but basically about 4.1 million Americans turning 65 this year and every year until 2027. So you've been thinking about that a lot lately?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that we work with, here at Heckman Financial. One of the big things right now is we've got two different dynamics going, right? We've got, of course, a lot of these people aging and going to switch from contribution to distribution. So taking money out of the market, right? Because they're going to need to start living on it.
Right.
But we also have interest rates. Pretty much most of the general consensus is we've maxed out. The Fed keeps saying they're going to lower rates at some point here. And, right now, oh my gosh, you can get well over 5% locked in for 5 years. And, on guaranteed type of accounts, you've got other types of guaranteed accounts that index with the market that do double digit returns. So, wow. If you haven't thought about how to put some money away safely that's got protected growth, this is, with those two dynamics, with rates going down lower, which means they won't be as good a deal later, and with all these baby boomers starting to take money out of the market, it could be a double whammy in terms of, what things look like in the future. So definitely a good time to reach out and just get some information about what should you be doing now? What opportunities are you possibly missing because of, this is one of the best rate environments we've had probably decades, really.
Yeah. Wow. So what's the impact on our economy with that many people entering retirement this year?
Well, it kind of depends. I mean, a lot of them are starting to extend out, right? So there's a lot of people who aren't retiring anymore at, the official 65 Medicare date, but it is still the most popular. Of course, a lot of those people are really actually don't get their full retirement until closer to 67. So you're going to have probably a little bit more there, maybe. But once those people start hitting that time frame, they're going to need to start withdrawing that money. So that means there's less dollars going into the stock market every month or in every paycheck, right, from all those 401k deposits. And some of those might be starting to come out and be spent, right, be consumed. And that's going to be definitely a little bit of an effect. I mean, it's not like you know, it doesn't turn around. It's not like doing a U-turn type of thing, but it is going to be a consistent, steady drain. I mean, we've already seen it a little bit, but now it's going to get even bigger and bigger as all these people are now, you know, retiring and more. And so then you're going to see even more of a drain on the stock market. Now, of course, there's a lot of younger people still put money away, hopefully, but typically not at the same clip that the people that, you know, I mean, once you're over 50, you can do 30,000 into a 401k per year, you know, so versus the 23. Mm-hmm. So you can do all those extra contributions when you're, you know, quote, older, over 50, right? and so, yeah, you're going to see that, you know, that will start having effect more and more. Obviously, the other things will be stuff like medical, healthcare, all those types of things are going to have more of a strain on them. You're going to see a need for more nurses, more people taking care of people, right? So, so there's going to be a lot more of that. And one of the things that hopefully those people have is hopefully they have a plan, right?
Right.
So hopefully they figured out, okay, yeah, how much money can I take out of the market and my other assets? And how is that money going to last for the rest of my life? And you want to figure out what the Social Security decision timing should be. Are you going to be paying too much in taxes in retirement? Well, guess what? All three of those are quick little reads that we have, some little quick downloads that we have in the Wealth Creator Toolbox. And so all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yeah, I mean, even part of that toolbox, you've got the, you know, the Social Security's decision that people can read about, because those 65-year-olds are going to be looking at that as well. So great information there, texting that word toolbox and heading to Eric's website. And we just want to thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So, all right. So you say they need a plan. Retirees or people who are coming up on retirement need a plan. Let's talk about maybe go into some of the key questions they need to try to answer, please.
Well, so the biggest thing is sometimes people overcomplicate life, right?
Yeah.
So, things that are simple are not necessarily easy, but the calculation is fairly simple. So what you do is you add up your last 12-month bank statements, add up all the withdrawals, divide by 12. That's the no BS budget. That's what you really spent. You know, that's what went through your account. It's probably a bigger number than you thought. And so that's how much you're spending right now. And so if you're going to go to retire, you need to know, okay, here's how much I'm spending now. How much am I going to get from Social Security? And if I'm lucky enough to have a pension, which is likely not. So that difference there is the gap. And where's that gap going to come from? Well, it's going to come from savings, 401ks, right? IRAs, all those places you put money, hopefully, Roth IRAs, all that stuff. And depending on how you take that money is going to depend what your tax bill is going to look like also. So, you know, there's a lot of things to be looking at. But yeah, really what you need to be doing is knowing what that gap is and how are you going to solve for that gap? And will that gap, you know, be paid for the rest of your life, not just, you know, for a few years, right? You want that money to last to 95 to 100, not only till 75.
Right. So your process, your blueprint to worry less wealth, okay, it helps create this plan. It addresses our retirement concerns about income, taxes, inflation, healthcare costs, legacy planning. What have I missed? That's about everything. But why don't you walk through that blueprint to worry less wealth, please, that you're offering everybody?
Yeah. So our process is first, we have a worry less wealth talk, or phone call, visit, whatever you want to call it. But where we talk for 15, 30 minutes with me and answer any questions. And you know, if it makes sense to go through, then we'll actually build out an income plan for you. So that shows you where the gap is, shows you how long is your money going to last with taxes, inflation, everything included. Then we're going to look at the investments. And are those investments now structured to not just have growth, but now need to be structured to have income, which is very different. And then look at the tax ramifications. How do I pay the least taxes over my lifetime? I don't care about paying less in tax 1 year. I want to pay the least tax over my lifetime. And then, of course, yeah, healthcare issues like pre-65, post-65, long-term care, and then, of course, legacy. You know, do you have a will or trust and all that stuff set up? So, you know, those are the five areas we go through. We've been charging up to $1,500 for that plan, but right now we've been waiving that. So we really want people just to get that done. And so, yeah, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you do is, again, set up with that first 15 to 30 minute phone call with me, Eric Heckman. It's very simple to do. All you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio, and stay listening. We'll be right back. Not done yet with Eric Heckman. Thank you.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Hello, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, and we are so happy you joined us today. When you plan for retirement, you probably need to consider all the risks that your money may face, because if you don't take steps to help preserve that money from risk, then your whole retirement plan can be at risk. So let's get into that. Eric, what are some of the biggest potential threats to our retirement income? You've seen it all over the years.
Oh, certainly. One's longevity. That one always reminds me of a guy who I met when I was, I don't know, probably pretty early on in my career, but he had told me he turned on Social Security at 62 because his CDs were all paying 8%. And you can tell what happened to his CDs, right?
Once they hit,
well, I think when we met, they were down to 4 before they went down to, you know, 1 and 2, right? Now they've, of course, come back, but I don't think he's still probably around because he was in his 70s or 80s 30 years ago. So.
Right.
So that's one risk is, you know, how long is that money going to last? Obviously, diversification. Yeah, we all know about that, you know, not having all your eggs in one basket. But sometimes you work for a company and it looks great, it's doing great, and sometimes it goes for a long time. But sometimes those companies also flip the other direction, right? And that stock tanks out. And, you know, and then, of course, taxes are always a you know, drawdown on your retirement. And, you know, a lot of times it's just simply not being prepared, not having a plan, not knowing what's going on, you know, not realizing stuff until tax time, which, of course, is kind of silly because then it's too late.
That's all looking back.
Right. So you have to be looking forward to make sure that you have a plan that's really, you know, concrete, that's going to work. And you can't just kind of play it by ear, because that's very dangerous.
Exactly. Being unprepared. And that's why we do this show, to help people understand what they need to prepare for. One of the biggest fears we know that Americans have about retiring is running out of money while in retirement. So people are always like, you know, can I call it quits at work? Have I saved enough and all that? So I want you to talk about why so many people are worried about outliving their savings.
It should be something that you should be concerned about, right? Because, yeah, you don't know how long you're going to be around. And now people, you know, what used to kill you, now you just take a pill. And you might be, you know, there for 3 or 4 decades, right? Retired. And that's a long time for that money to last. And, you know, I had a client, Beth, she'd come in and she'd been retired for now, I think, probably about 10 years. And her big thing was, she's always worried about, should I go get the Costco shopping cart? You know, because if you're going to get a shopping cart, you might want the big one.
Because you're going to buy a lot. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
No. For her to live with, you know, to push around her stuff, because she's always worried she's going to run out of money and be on the streets. And,
oh my goodness.
You know, and it's actually, you know, been a thing that's popped up in surveys, is people worried about just, you know, living on the streets because they run out of money. And you know, and her expenses, she even said, have almost doubled since she retired. And she's not doing extravagant, you know, crazy stuff. It's just, you know, things get more expensive. So, I mean, luckily, you know, her money's been holding pretty well, and You know, she actually had even done some math on her own, and she, you know, we hadn't dropped very much from when we first retired. And so, yeah, so it is good to be looking backward like that. But the better part is it was really good that she had a plan to make sure that money lasts. And a lot of the stuff that we had set up for her is now on lifetime payouts. So that was the other part too, is some of these stuff's guaranteed to last for as long as she does. So, yeah, I kept having to reassure her, nope, you don't need to go figure out which shopping cart's got the best wheels and stuff. So you're fine.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, wonderful. You were able to kind of talk her down, calm her down, yeah. You know. We always talk about Fidelity telling us that a 65-year-old couple is going to spend about $315,000 on health care in retirement, and it does not include long-term care. So I know health care is part of your blueprint to worryless wealth. How do you help your retirees prepare for those costs in retirement?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously not much you can do about it. It's just going to happen. But, you can do some stuff ahead of time. If you had like a health savings account while you're working, before you're retired, you know, that money you can keep in retirement. But beyond that, you just have to budget it. I mean, it has to be in part of that gap that you have, you know, that, you know, you budget some money for a fund, right, for vacations and stuff. You got to budget money for, you know, the less fun stuff, right? all the healthcare items you need to have that included, because it is going to be something that's going to always be there. It's going to probably never get cheaper, right? We need to have that, you know, accounted for. So when we're building out the income plan, we're looking at that fund, the healthcare, you know, just healthcare premiums, so, you know, all those things. And then running that all out with inflation and making sure that money is going to last for as long as you're going to last, and with taxes and everything included, you know, and then you can figure out where your investments should be. You can look at the tax ramifications. How can we lower taxes over the rest of our lifetime? You know, obviously these healthcare issues, and then also legacy. Who's going to get your stuff after you're gone? How do you avoid fees and costs and probate fees and lawyer fees? So, that's the five areas we always look at. When we first talk with somebody, we just look at their situation, and, you know, usually we'll have a 15 to 30 minute phone call just to find out what's going on, what their concerns are. And then from there, you know, if it makes sense, we'll build that blueprint. Right now we're waiving that blueprint fee of up to $1,500. So we're just going to help people do that, because I'm on a mission to help 1,001 people retire by 2031. So we don't mind putting some of our hours behind it and telling you what's going on. But, you know, then, of course, at the end of that second meet, that's when you can decide if you want to work with us or not. So, again, it's a great process. If you wanted to set up a time to talk, all you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio. That's what Eric wants to do, is help you create wealth for your retirement. So we're so happy that you joined us today. And we are talking about the risks in retirement. Another risk is inflation, right? I mean, it just happens. You know, I mean, I look back to when I was a kid, and I, of course, remember what candy and stuff like that costs. But then, of course, as I raised my kids and now, you know, done grocery shopping, I certainly understand when milk gets so expensive. So it's something that we're going to see. You would say that's another risk, right, that we need to consider in retirement, inflation?
Yeah, well, like I said with, you know, Beth, she was saying how, you know, her costs have doubled in 10 years. And, you know, that's sadly fairly typical. I mean, things definitely go up, and a lot of things you didn't necessarily plan for too. So, it's just something where you have to have every income plan has to have an increasing amount for inflation. You can't just, just like regular life, right? Can you imagine trying to live on your salary that you had 30 years ago today? Probably not, right? So, same difference here. You have to make sure that money's increasing all the time, and that has to be part of that plan.
Very, very good. So the other thing, tax planning, we were just saying, you know, when you get your taxes done, you're looking back on the year. So that lack of tax planning, if you're not doing what we're talking about, having strategies, that can really impact a retirement too. And that's another risk.
Yeah. So when you first retire, there's kind of a couple phases. So the first one is, lots of times people will retire and they haven't turned on Social Security, and maybe they're living off of savings or stocks that they'd sold or other things for that first year. And so their taxes could be very low that year. Well, that might be a great year to do to some tax planning, right? And do some Roth conversions. After that phase is when you have Social Security turned on. Well, now you've got a baseline of income that's going to be coming in. And then, of course, down the road at either 73 or 75, that's when you have required minimum distributions where you have to be taking money out of those retirement accounts. And that's going to be definitely your higher brackets. So depending on how you're going to structure that, you can do a lot of tax planning. But you need to have a financial advisor who knows taxes, who knows what they're doing in taxes there. We want to have you pay the least tax over your lifetime, not for 1 year. Big difference between the two. So yeah, taxes, you can pick your own taxes in retirement. It sounds like a weird thing, but depending on which bucket you take money from, that's going to dictate how that tax bill is going to look like. And you know, and that's one of the things that I think is probably most shocking to a lot of my clients who have retired is how complicated retiring becomes. Mm-hmm. Because they thought, taxes before you when you're working is just, where's your W-2 and, all your other stuff. But it was pretty easy. Now it's like, well, hold it. If I take money from here, this is what happens. If I take money from here, then this happens. And so sometimes, you can structure it right where you don't pay tax on your Social Security for maybe a year or two. And, but it takes planning ahead of time. So yeah, that one, you really need to figure out, either December or January for that year, how you're going to take the money out. I mean, December for the following year or January for that same year. And, you can't do this in looking backward because, it caused the tax hit, right?
So it's too late. Yeah,
it's too late. So that's one of the biggest things that I think people really need to know is how they can lower their taxes again over their lifetime, not just 1 year. So, we've got a lot of great info set up at our digital toolbox, and you can figure out how to pay less. And, are you paying too much taxes in retirement? It's one of the downloads that you can get real quick. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And outliving our savings is a big concern, but can that risk cause you to underspend in retirement? Eric explains that when we come back. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Hi, we're so glad to have you here with us today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. We're outlining the different risks to your retirement income. So I'm sure you're finding this very interesting. Outliving your savings is a big concern for all of us. But if you're so worried about outliving your savings, can that cause you to underspend in retirement, Eric?
Wow, this seems like it shouldn't be a big issue, but it's a monster issue. I cannot believe how many people that I have that don't do stuff. And you kind of go, you've got the money.
Why?
Do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I had one couple that she was part Native American, and she started getting all this money from this tribe casino thing. And I mean, big money, like sometimes up to six figures a year. It was kind of crazy. And as her husband would joke, he married her for the money. It just took 40 years to show up. But but they had a wall heater for their entire house. They didn't even have forced air and then in the summer they didn't have AC and it's like the amount of money that was going to cost them was going to be like 3 or 4 weeks of her money that she got from the tribe. And I'm like, go ahead, spend it. That's what it's there for, right? You're building up too much. And I've seen that over and over. And I had one client that she inherited her mom's house. And I mean, it was right when real estate was super going crazy. And her and her sister got, both seven figures out of this house that when her mom sold it, after they sold it after she passed away. But her mom didn't want to do anything. They kept bugging her mom about doing these trips, and then she got too old and couldn't do these trips. And, you know, it really frustrated her because she's like, she left us all this money, which is great, but she didn't do the stuff she wanted to do. So, you know, so sometimes it is really hard for people, believe it or not, to actually spend money. It seems like a weird thing.
I know,
But until they understand it, or they just need to go, somebody needs to, yeah, I try to give them permission, go have fun, go do it. But it is weirder issue than you think it would be, because you think it's easy to tell somebody to spend money, but no, it's actually sometimes the hardest.
Right. And that's what you do as you help them create that spending plan. You show them, yeah, you're good. You know, like you said, you know, spend confidently.
Yeah. I mean, because the nice thing is when we're meeting with them and, you know, checking back in, if all the monies are going up and their, you know, amount of money lasts even longer, it's like, what? Are you going to go do some fun? Are you going to go do these things? Because, I mean, I had one client who kept wanting to work, and he worked all the way till 70. I mean, he had enough money. But then by the time he retired, he had a bunch of leg issues that he was working with, and he couldn't do some of these trips that he wanted to do anymore because he waited so long. Mm. And so, you know, the other thing, too, is health, it will change, right, for all of us over time. And so that's the other problem, is sometimes people want to wait to do these things later. Well, once they feel confident enough about their money lasting, now, you know, they're too, you know, physically they're not able to do the stuff that they wanted to do. So yeah, it is a weird thing, but that's why the income plan that we develop, you know, as part of the blueprint, we can show you that, yeah, no, you're gonna be fine. So go ahead, have some fun in there. And, you know, also just having a dollar figure to it too. You know, a lot of times I like to call it a fund. So, you know, if you going to spend whatever it is, 10, 15, 20,000 a year on a big trip or something, let's have it accounted for. Let's have it in the budget. Yeah, you know, have that number in there, and then you know you're supposed to go do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what that's for. I love it. Should people be invested differently in retirement because they are afraid to lose any money, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the other big problem, is people have been going one direction for, you know, 30, 40 years, right? They've been just putting money away, and all you cared about was grow. But now, no, that money has to come out. That money, you can't just say, oh, I'm not retired this month. You know, that's just not how it works, right? Or I don't need to pay my bills this month. I'll wait for the market to come back. No, you cannot wait for the market to come back in retirement. You got to have that money. So that's why I specialize really only in people that are, you know, late 50s, early 60s, doing that shift into retirement, because now we're having to restructure stuff. We're having to slowly move that stuff into the right allocation. And that right allocation has to include non-market stuff. So everything in your 401k is either stocks and bonds. That's all markets, all risk. 100% of that money can go down, you know, in any one year. So one of the things we need to do is we need to have some money in foundational assets. So stuff that can't go away. So in those bad years, which about 2 out of every 10 are bad years in the market. And so we know they're going to come. And we need to have a spot to go grab that money so we can pivot in those bad years, take it from the guaranteed sources. In the good years, you take it from the market. And then you want to have about 10 or 20% of your money in a category kind of in between, which I like to call steady income money. And steady income money is stuff that's usually less volatile assets, stuff that pays really good dividends, anywhere from, you know, about 6 to 10%, ideally monthly or quarterly. And so that one's always giving you cash flow. So there's always some money coming in because, again, you need to take money out every month, not just some months, but every month. So, yeah. So if you've got that, then you're prepared. You know, it's just like, you know, my boys were all in Scouts. I was a Scout, but Scout motto is be prepared. We need to be prepared for all those good years, bad years, and in-between years. And so, yeah, you have that market money, but you need to have steady income money. And you certainly have to have some foundational money. And if you don't set those up right, it's going to be really ugly, you know, in those bad years. you want diversification, not desperation in terms of your retirement, right?
Exactly.
And so one of the things that we've set up is a lot of great tools in our digital toolbox. We've got stuff like, will your money last as long as you do? Are you paying too much in taxes in retirement? The Social Security decision. These are really super quick reads, not jargony stuff, just stuff that give you some great info. And then you can either get a copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth, or even set a time to talk. So, you know, if you want to get a hold of all that great data, it's super easy. All you do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yeah, this is what Eric does. You know, he helps people retire well every day. That's his goal for you. 30 years and counting. And Eric's system is working very, very well, helping retirees every day. So make sure you put that phone number in your phone, have it near you so you can text him and get this toolkit complimentary. And thanks for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman right here in Silicon Valley. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So, Eric, here's a question for you. What if someone is not interested in investing in the markets in retirement? What are some other options for them?
Yeah, no, there are some great options, especially now. I mean, there's been, you know, so many more better designed products that are for people that don't want to have a ton of risk, right? They want to make sure that, hey, you know, that making that 1 or 2% more compared to losing 10 or 20%, I just can't handle it, right? Mm-hmm. I want the kiddie roller coaster. I don't want the ones that flips and trip, you know, does corkscrews and all that stuff. I can't handle it. And so, no, there are a lot of great options out there. These are tools that often that, you know, the principal is guaranteed, but they pay a rate based on the stock market indexes. So when those indexes go up, it's kind of like going upstairs. You go up and you keep going up each year. But if there's a down year, it's just flat. It's like going on a landing on a staircase. You just walk over sideways and then you just take off, you know, from there. So those accounts can be really good because of, you know, their principal's protected, but you're also going to earn, you know, on average, some pretty good interest rates. So there's a lot of things out there, a lot more than just those tools. But yeah, that's where talking with somebody like us can really help you out. I had somebody from the radio call me up, Dennis, and you know, he hadn't saved enough in early in retirement. He didn't always have great employment. So now he's in his 50s. He's kind of, you know, all in, you know, trying to shovel all that money, yep, into retirement, right?
Yep.
And so, you know, he's been doing that and being able to fund that and catch up. But we were able to figure out that, you know, okay, yeah, he's on a pretty good track for retirement as long as he keeps doing this. But, you know, that's why you want to have that income plan, that discussion, and figure out, are you on the right path or not? So again, we've got a lot of great things in the toolbox. You can set up a time to talk, you can get a copy of our book, but lots of great quick downloads. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we'll be right back with the rest of our show. Don't go away. You're listening to Eric Heckman.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, who is president at Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So we've come to the time, which I know, Eric, you love, I love. This is when we dig into our Wealth Creator mailbag, and I pull questions out from retirees. So you ready to get going?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. First question is from JD. And he says, I can't shake some of my feelings of dread about the future. I'm worried about getting sick or too old to take care of myself. And I just don't know if we have enough money to pay for big medical bills when we're old. It actually keeps me up at night. What should we think about doing?
Let's see. Work out more and eat healthy. No.
Do anything you can to stay healthy.
Right. Obviously, you do want to plan for big medical costs, and that's getting to be a larger and larger issue for sure. So there are some options that you can do. Yeah, there's well, obviously, once you hit 65, you can get a Medicare and Medicare supplement. You know, that's going to cover for most of the normal costs, but obviously stuff for long-term care, things like that, they don't cover it all. So, you know, that's when you could be using some other assets. I'm not a big fan of traditional long-term care insurance just because it's gone up so much on people. Mm. You know, and so there are some great alternatives. There's, you know, like there's one annuity that, you know, you put $100,000 in and it can triple for long-term care benefits. You know, that's pretty simple, easy way to go. There's some other specially designed life insurance things where you just dump money in one time. You don't have to keep making payments. And it's classified as life insurance, so they can't raise your rates, but it gives you a ton of long-term care benefits. So there are options out there. You know, it's just more of a matter of just getting educated on them, getting that data, then really making, you know, some sort of informed decision, you know. But once you know that's out there and once you know what's going on, it definitely will lower down that worry. And of course, my whole process is about worrying less. So
yeah,
that's why we do that. So.
So one thing that you can do, let me just throw out this phone number, 800-454-1184. You can just text the word visit. If you want to go in, you have your own question, or if you have a question about, you know, covering your medical needs in retirement, my goodness, they would love to visit with you. So just text the word visit to 800-454-1184 and get on their calendar because it's complimentary to go in and see them. All right, here's another question for us. This is from Jolene. And she says, I can't keep up with what's going on with required minimum distributions. When do we have to take those?
Yeah, that I don't know why the government wanted to try to mess with 70-year-olds and make it really confusing. Not the greatest population to try to, you know, confuse. But yeah, it's changed a whole bunch. So instead of saying the old numbers, I'll just say ignore all the old numbers you remember and let's just think of the new ones. So the new ones are at age 73. So the year in which you turn 73 is when you have to take money out. However, if you're born 1960 and later, then it's age 75. So you've got a lot longer time frame, you know, which can be really good because you can, you know, for a lot of my clients that were going to take it out earlier, instead what we've been doing is doing Roth conversions of that money and paying the tax now, which they used to under the old law have to pay the tax now.
Yeah.
You know, but now we're just moving it to Roth and making it tax-free for the rest of their life. And, you know, so there are some better options, some benefits for having that wait, but I wouldn't just wait and then take it all out at 73 or 75 because the tax bill is going to be big.
Exactly. That's awesome. That's a great idea. You know, that we're going to have to pay the taxes anyway at, you know, 73 and just do it now. Don't wait. I love it. Good answer. Good answer. Here's another question for you from Renee. And she says, I've heard you mention longevity several times on your show, and I just don't think it applies to me given my family history. If it's not a huge concern, is there a way to set up my money so I can do some fun things while I'm willing and able to do it and yet have a backup plan just in case I live longer than expected?
Well, there's a ton of medical research being done right now that's really kind of, you know, people think AI is a big deal. Well, some of the medical advances in terms of, you know, longevity is huge. And yeah, you know, there's more and more odds that people might be living to 100 or 120 even, you know, and so and a lot of this stuff is in the next 5 to 10 years, a lot of these advancements. So, yeah, when I hear people say, oh, you know, I'm not going to live that long. Yeah, everybody always underestimates how long they're going to live for whatever reason. It's kind of odd.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, they'll say everybody else is going to live a long time, but for themselves, they always say it's lower, which... Yeah, I've never really quite figured out the psychology behind that. But yeah. One of the problems is, you know, look, just think about, you know, the toxins in the environment, other things that, you know, your parents and grandparents and, you know, relatives had to live through where you may have not had to live through that much. You know, nowadays we wear seatbelts. Back then we didn't.
Right.
You know, all that stuff. So there's so many things that have changed over the years. And so, you know, that's one of the things that that people really need to know about and figure out. that this is, you know, a different time frame. And then the medical advances are just kind of crazy now. I mean, now, you know, what used to kill you, you take a pill and you're fine. But it might have, you know, shortened your life expectancy a ton in the past. So, yeah, what I would say is always, you know, plan for the longer time frame. Now, you do want to have a fun fund, as I like to call it. You know, so, yeah, you also don't want to be dumb and say, oh, I'm gonna wait till I'm 75 or 80 and then finally take all those crazy trips. Well, you know, hiking up to Machu Picchu or, you know, something like that, you're probably not going to do it those ages. Yeah, you probably want to be a little bit younger when you're doing those types of things. So that's one of the things to be thinking about is, yeah, have a fund to do all those things that you want to do. But then also have some money that's going to be guaranteed for the rest of your life. Some money that's going to be there for no matter what happens. And so there's a lot of great, I mean, really great products now after the Fed had raised the rates. And, you know, as things have gotten higher interest rates, that's really been a big help because there are a lot of these guaranteed products that are out there. Yeah, can pay you a lot of good income for the rest of your life and without worry about running it out. So, you know, kind of last part about her, you know, her question there was, you know, how do you have a backup plan? Well, if you have that money, it's lasting for the rest of your life. Plus you get Social Security, right? So, you know, if you got kind of two buckets of money that are going to be there for the rest of your life, no matter what, well, then you can take some of your market money and have that be the fund and, you know, use it from there. So, yeah, with planning, there is a lot of ways to do that. But, you know, again, that's why we do that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we figure out that income plan to make sure that money will last for the rest of your life, including the fund. You know, and so lots of times the fund, we may only use it till age 80 or 85 and, you know, 90, 95 probably aren't going to have as much fun. and so we do that. And then, you know, we look at, okay, well, how do I need to change my investments to be able to give me that income? What are the tax ramifications along the way? Obviously healthcare issues. And then, lastly, legacy, who gets your stuff when you're gone. So those are the five areas that we always go through. It's totally complimentary, no cost. We'll do actually that first meeting where we talk about, you know, what should you be doing? What changes should you be making? What's your worries and concerns? And then we'll actually go through your and do that analysis, which we used to charge for, but now we're not charging. And we will actually tell you what plan you have right now, where you're headed. And we'll tell you what issues you might have along the way and what things you might want to fix. So again, if you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
I mean, thank you for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial, and we're so happy to have you along with us. We're digging into our Wealth Creator mailbag, and here's another question for you, Eric, from Melody. She says, we've been getting a lot of pressure from our neighbor's son to buy life insurance from him. It's causing a lot of friction right now because I'm not sure if it's a huge deal to give him a little business, but my husband wants nothing to do with it. Would it be really bad for us to have a little extra coverage?
Well, you have to be careful what you're investing in and what you're tying up your money for a long time. I mean, life insurance is usually a long, long, long time commitment. Yeah, you typically, yeah, typically either your whole life or at least 20, 30 years of funding. And, you know, what I find there's a lot of companies out there. Some are named, have World part of their name. Some of them have Prime stuff in their names, but there's a few companies that do this as kind of like a, you know, Tupperware Avon kind of model where they, you know, get people in there, try to get them to sell their friends and neighbors, and then those people are gone. Often they give some really bad advice. You know, I've had one person one time being told to go buy life insurance. All she had was Roth IRAs, and they said, well, yeah, you can take the money out of your Roth to make it tax free in life insurance. And she's like, does that make any sense? I said, no, it's already tax-free. Why would, you know, you can't get it more tax-free than tax-free. it was just ridiculous. But that was the only money they had to work with. So they, were recommending her take money out of that because they wanted a commission.
Oh, no.
So, I mean, life insurance can be a great tool if it's used right, if it's funded right, if you really know the good and the bad. Lots of times people only talk about the positives and they can ignore the rest. So, yeah, I would say, you know, have it be a part of your overall holistic plan and make sure it's all tied together. Then it may make sense. But yeah, I wouldn't just do it just because of it's a friend or somebody's neighbor or, you know, whoever, relative. Lots of times you can give them, the sales pitch, give them feedback on it, and just tell them it's not right for us right now. And then go get somebody who's actually been doing it for a long time who knows what they're talking about. So, again, if you want to get a little bit more information, you want to set a time to talk, you can talk with me, Eric Heckman. It's be a 15 to 30 minute phone call. Just set that up, and very quick and easy by texting the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We still aren't done yet. Stick around for more from Eric Heckman. We'll be right back with the rest of our show. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, who is right here in Silicon Valley helping retirees with straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. Now, Eric, I know that you have been dealing with retirees for the past 30 plus years. And so, every week on our show, we also try to get some input from you from what you've seen, what you've experienced with your retirees. We often talk about challenges and risks that exist in retirement. And so thought it'd be good today to just have you give us an example of someone who's experienced a retirement obstacle. We call it a financial fail. So tell us about it, please, Eric.
Yeah, well, this is a gentleman who was, he came to us and we were trying to help him out. He'd been retired, had to go back to work. He retired early on and then realized he was, after the fact, spent a lot of money, a lot more money than he planned because we retired earlier, right? So he had higher medical costs. He had lower Social Security income. All these things. And, now he's trying to rebuild. And, that's really tough to do that after the fact because he's already locked in this lower Social Security income for life. He's already seen, how expensive things are. But he didn't have a plan to do it in first. And, I see this with a lot of people where they, they just go off and they don't realize that, they say, you can, you're going to only need X dollars for the rest of your life. Well, usually you have those bucket list items, right? Those fun things, especially during COVID, a lot of people weren't able to do them. So that bucket list kind of got longer because they weren't checking off things, right? And so there's certain things you can do. I mean, obviously having that income plan, knowing what expenses, having somebody review all that's, I think, probably simpler to do because it's just, hey, sit down with somebody, go through that income plan, and then check on it every year. In retirement too. You can't just, set it and forget it type of thing. No, you got to check in every year to see how things have changed and see how things are, there's one theoretical thing of how much I was going to spend. Well, here's how much money I have left. And, did you spend that much or more? So those are the things that you really want to be looking at. And then also for any time you have any large dollar amount in something, if it's a stock or whatever, you can put usually stop losses on that. You can have things where they sell at a certain level and bail out. So, again, have a plan is where this all sadly comes down to. I know it's boring, but this is that's what it's all about.
But it's the truth. Yeah.
So, if you need to get some more resources, you want to get a little bit more information, you want to educate yourself, you can get my book. You can get a lot of great white papers about Social Security, how not to run out of money, all these wonderful tools that we have built up at the Wealth Creator Toolbox. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text toolbox 800-454-1184 or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.